You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
You see, we got our drinks. Jason, you have turned up. Welcome into the MoCo tailgate. We're going to be with you, leading you all the way up into game three, the deciding game in the finals. Y'all know the normal crew, okay? Normally it's me, Snook, Cole, and Serena, as y'all know, but we got some company because it's a tailgate party. Right. So we got our family here with us. We got Amin and we got Juju, as y'all can see, and they came with the drinks too, okay? Why did we come with drinks? Because don't you drink at a tailgate party? Okay.
Absolutely.
And since we have these drinks, we're going to play a little trivia. Now, this trivia, since we're leading up to the WNBA Finals, is all things WNBA. And I mean, we're going back. WNBA history style, okay? Boy. Here's how it goes. I'm going to ask a question. It has multiple choice because I know you heathens don't know the answers. I'm going to try to make it easier. We have multiple choice. Everybody says their answer. If you get it wrong, you take a drink. No, not you, Snooker Booger. You my Snooker Booger, okay?
I'm just trying to get straight here now.
I'm just saying, are y'all ready? Okay, first question. Who was MVP of the first four WNBA finals? And y'all can answer in the chat, too, because I'm looking at the chat. I see Stephen Hughes. I see everybody. I see y'all say, boom, I mean, finally. So who was the MVP of the first WNBA finals?
A, okay, hold on. Can we phone a friend?
No phoning no friends. The chat is your friend.
Okay, when do we answer?
She got y'all, the host. Okay. She going to do it.
A, Lisa point guard. B, Katie Smith. C, Cynthia Cooper. D, Ruth Rowley. Who was the MVP? Let's get it. Who's answer? What's y'all's answers?
Ruth Rowley.
A. Leslie.
C.
Cynthia Cooper.
Okay, so the answer is, we heard all y'all's answers, so this is the honor system. Call them out. I see who says Sleazy said Cynthia Cooper, and guess what?
I did.
Sleazy is right. And my mom is the only one that got it right. Everybody else take a drink.
Everybody got to take a shot.
And if you're playing along in the chat, get your drink.
Okay, fine.
Take a shot with us. Fine, my sister Shay is now in the building, as y'all can see.
I'll take a shot.
Them sharing a little thing. Y'all should switch sides of the AirPod, and then y'all will be on y'all's closest ears. Okay, I'm just trying to help y'all out, okay? I'm just trying to help.
Renee, my dad will always
so
say
excited.
In moments like this, my father always say, "Yo, touch your left ear," like this.
We're so excited, you see.
What's up? Okay, I see the chat. Those comments teams were the truth. That's all facts. So now y'all got the hang of it. Y'all answer the question, which I know y'all gonna answer some wrong, but that's the point. We're getting turned up for the game. Y'all ready? Amin's the only one that got a question right. Yeah, my sister Shay is now in the building.
Hey, and we taking real shots over here. I can't even talk right now. Okay,
boy, Serena.
Free game is
chess. Did I have alcohol?
A shot of crown.
Lord of mercy. She already
took real shots over here.
They took shots before we started, just so y'all know. All right, let's go. The second one. Who was the first president of the WNBA? Who was the first president of the WNBA? Why everybody get frustrated? Yeah, y'all know.
Like, why are we all like consulting?
Option A.
Just pour your drinks now.
That's Roy, our producer. He's catching you. Look, right to him, Roy. He's there in studio mixing it up.
I'm a snitch right now. Shay look like she typing in her phone right now. I see you Googling.
Oh,
that guilty face on.
Shay, I saw it too. I wasn't going to call you out, but I saw you too.
I'm trying to win.
Here.
answers
in the chat. We got some Nancy Liebermans. I haven't even given out the options. We already have answers of Nancy Lieberman in the chat, Lisa Borders, Val Ackerman. So I'll give y'all's multiple choice.
Okay.
Option A, Val Ackerman. Option B, Laurel Richie. Option C, Donna Orender. Or option D, Lisa Borders.
Well, I'm going to go with Ackerman.
Okay. Yeah.
See the confidence? That's the other thing. I'm gonna tell y'all right now. If you want to cheat, you gotta sell it. You gotta be like, oh, this is a tough one.
I didn't look. I don't do that.
You're talking to a college professor.
No. I don't do that.
No. Wow, ethics.
Answers from Juju. Nobody.
Well, okay. Well, I say Val.
Hey, go with A.
Hey, it's Val Ackerman.
Posted on Instagram, so
it's my shepherd. Get the pass. All right, y'all got y'all drinks. Hold up your drinks. Y'all need to go get some drinks. Hold up your drinks.
Mom got a drink. I'll be back. I'm gonna give.
Yeah, go get you a drink. Yeah.
By the looks of this, I'll be drinking a lot. So
go Google some more answers. Yeah.
It's a good answer. And somebody said you blew the spot all the way up. I mean, all right, hold your drinks up because most of y'all are. Not gonna drink. The answer is A, Val.
I drink anyway.
Yo, Douglas Reyes Cerrone, drink up. Jordan Boyd, drink up.
In the cabin.
Are you in the Bickersteth?
Drink up.
I'll be like, you know what? I say it, Val.
You should have partnered with me.
Listen, y'all, I hope y'all are learning something along the way. Somebody said this hurts. They're hurting for y'all. All right.
I got it right.
Let me get an easy one for y'all. Let me see. What team won the 2015 WNBA championship? Come on now.
Minnesota Lynx. Come on, Lynx. Come on, Lynx. Come on, Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Lynx in this situation.
For real.
Yeah, sure.
I would have gotten that one right.
I would have been like, oh, no.
I wouldn't even gotten that one right.
Don't
of course,
try.
One of the answers
okay,
has to be one of your teams.
Lynx. It was the Minnesota Lynx. That was an easy, easy one.
Yeah, that was
one.
My answer, too.
Oh, that was your answer too. Wait a minute. Yeah, that was the Minnesota. I'm just making sure I'm getting my answers.
I believe
right.
I was at that game.
Yes, I believe you were.
Oh, Snooker Booker was in attendance. Do you remember that? Because we're speaking of the finals. That was a time where you wasn't at that game, though, Snooker.
No, you wasn't at that game when they won, Mom.
She was at a game.
2017. Yeah, 2017 was ours. So we wasn't there yet.
Oh, okay. No, yes, you were. You won 2015 and 2017.
You don't tell me.
Oh, okay. Oh, we got
that. And
you didn't win 2016. So, you know, like I said, I'm the family historian.
I was about to say, I literally was over here thinking like, wait a minute, I do remember 2015.
2015, we was in this thing, all right? We was in the finals.
Renee, what are you doing?
Let me take a shot
because
of that. My shot,
I don't drink,
so I got a little
Kel Me
Crazy.
You're
drinking kale.
Might as well be drinking kombucha.
Renee, I want to tell you, like, Mike Ryan is in, like, this Survivor football pool league. And in their league, when you lose, you got to chug. But if you don't drink alcohol, they make you chug soup.
Yeah.
How am I not in this league? How am I not in the league? I'm the resident drinker on the show.
What?
I'm not in the league either, Roy. I didn't know.
Oh, I guess I know better than that.
What about soup, though? What?
Oh, that's making for a very sick night. That's worse than liquor.
Yes. Somebody said you don't drink. I used to drink, but I retired. So the same way I retired from basketball, I retired from drinking as well.
No, drinking retired her. She didn't retire from it.
Baby.
Hold on. They retired. They threw her jersey in the rafters at BevMo. Like, just it says Montgomery.
Listen, I went to UConn. Okay, that's what's up.
Oh boy.
All right. So listen. Next question. Shay's back now with some sip in her cup. Let's get it. Next question. Y'all answer along. Who is the only player to win the championship MVP 4 consecutive years in a row?
Cynthia Cooper.
Okay. Oh,
Cynthia Cooper. We did that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
How much kale have you had?
Okay, that's even fair. Wow. So y'all thought that was easy? Was that easy?
Of course it was easy.
You already asked it. That was the first question.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I haven't had a lot of kale.
had a lot of kale. You had a lot of something green, baby.
Hey, yo. Y'all gonna answer
like y'all
do the answer.
I was like, wow, did you know that?
I promise. That's my first time hearing that question. I just put my phone down.
Okay,
first time I did
because I'm bouncing around. All right, let me go in a certain
You're looking
type
at your
order.
Phone, huh?
I'm tweeting.
Shay, are you drinking chocolate milk?
Shay drinking chocolate milk.
Mom has chocolate wine. Chocolate wine.
Oh, it's chocolate wine.
I would have brought my own beverages.
I try anything once.
Not very much. He's like, chocolate wine. I don't know about that.
This is
actually really good.
It is good.
I wasn't drinking it. They tried to peer pressure me into drinking it. Like, it's candy.
Don't do it. It's candy.
Salute to my sister Pam right now. Salute to my sister Pam watching right now. I see you, sister.
Hey, okay. Pam.
What's up, Pam? Hi. What's up, Pam Gotti?
Hey. Pam Lace.
All right, this is a new question. I'm sure of it. Which three teams have won the most, which is for WNBA championships? Okay. Option A, Minnesota Lynx, Los Angeles Sparks, and the Houston Comets. Option B, Minnesota Lynx, Houston Comets, and the Seattle Storm. Option C, Houston Comets, Seattle Storm, and the New York Liberty. Or option D, Washington Mystics, New York Liberty, and the Houston Comets.
I go with B. It's too many. It was too many mix-ups.
I got confused a little bit. You can't play the game with tipsy people, okay?
Is that what it is?
All tied with four championships.
Would you repeat A again, please?
Right, Ma.
She got it's B. Okay, let's see.
It's
Minnesota Lynx, Los Angeles Sparks, and Houston Comets was A.
A. That's what I'm going with. I'm going with B.
What you got, Sam? I didn't hear your answer.
B.
I'm going with B. I'm sticking to my guns.
Sam.
I'm going with B. I'm sticking to my guns.
All right. So the answer is
A.
B.
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 Yes.
I got it right.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
Read B again.
Why?
You want to fact check me. B is the Minnesota Lynx, the Houston Comets, and the Seattle Storm.
I'm 100% right now.
How are you going to tell her that Seattle don't have four? I mean,
she said she didn't know.
You didn't know. I'm going to say she didn't.
I knew Seattle would be in there.
I knew Seattle was going to be in. That's the only reason why I picked it.
Hey, we got a WNBA historian over here.
Okay.
I grew up on these folks. I don't even know if y'all even know.
He's taking shots without even getting it wrong. He just
I like it. He here for the vibes. Okay.
I like that.
All right, pop quiz. How many Olympic gold medals has Cheryl Swoops won?
I'm ready.
All right. A is one. B is two. C is three. D is five.
Give me C.
Five.
Three.
T. She won three.
Three.
D.
Three.
C.
Three.
D.
C.
Three.
C.
Two.
I love how confident y'all are. Cole, I know you drinking because the answer is C.
Woo! I got it.
I mean, you. 20 years of basketball. 20 years of basketball. Really? Five.
I need to start making sure Roy answered because Roy, you need to be back here sipping on some scissor.
Hey, listen. I got mine. Thank you.
Just hold it up, Roy. Hold on. He's just holding it up.
I'm drinking out of the bottle.
I just want to note that level looks the same as it did before the show.
Shout out to Danny. He's behind the scenes holding it down on the ones and twos. Okay. I want to give a shout out to Danny cutting it up in the back.
Yeah.
Y'all can get Danny drinking right in the chat.
Okay. No, he's working.
Danny drinking?
I haven't missed a question. I started listening, so.
Okay.
Juju says salute to him because he hasn't missed a question.
I wish we could have queued up that Louis song, that Look at Me Louis song. Which was it?
Look at me Louis.
So.
Okay. All right, so here we go.
I might have
a question for you.
Okay.
Sound effects? I didn't even know. Okay.
You gotta do all that, Roy.
I was told to.
All right, I got it for y'all. The first two teams from the Eastern Conference to meet in the finals, which year did they do that? 2016 finals A, 2018 finals B, 2019 finals C, or the 2021 finals D? What was the first time that two Eastern Conference teams met in the finals?
D.
I want to see y'all's answers in the chat too. I heard Cole say C. I heard a D come out there.
I'm going B.
I'll say A. Folks don't even want to give an answer because they don't want to have to drink.
I've been drinking. I think it was 20.
It's when they grab your shot, Snook.
The D.
D. You went with the D, Snook?
Yeah.
Okay, so Snook the D. And so anybody that's going with the D, they going to be going to get a drink because it was C.
Oh, man.
2019 final.
Oh, man. Another shot.
I got to see it. All okay. That jangle, jangle.
Wait a minute. So that was what? So what? Which one was that? Was that C?
C, 2019.
Was that C? Finals.
And somebody said in the chat, no excuses. Get the drinks. I saw a lot of D's, whatever.
Look, Renee, did you look at her and say, tell her to take it?
Yeah, I sure did. That goes for you, too.
We're sitting right next to each other, by the way.
Yeah, I can see them. All right.
Look, she got a chaser. Now she had the chaser. That means
I can't without a chaser. I can't.
All right, so, ginger ale? Is that Canada Dry?
Ginger ale, Canada
damn
Dry.
Damn right, it's Canada Dry.
Ginger, you know how they do. Ginger in there. I got a ginger
settle.
Where here.
I can't. Like, this is real Renee, shots we're taking, okay? I
we don't want to hear about your drinks.
I got a ginger.
When you put up the kale, you did. That was it. Put that kale down.
You made our stomachs turn.
Tummy ache city.
Listen, you guys. I'm excited because I'm done with the drinking game for now. All right. Thank y'all, guys.
Well, done drinking.
You can still drink, you can still party, but I want to talk for a second because it's exciting times over here at MoCo. As we talk about, this is our first live show, and y'all, we've been trying to do a live show for a while. Like, we want to be in events, we want to be live on the scene, we want to be wherever the happening is, and so this is our first one, as well as other dope things happening with the Montgomery and
so thank you guys for tuning in.
We're not done yet, but I just wanted to say thank you. And also, it's exciting times because y'all see my guy right there in that Falcons rise up. Y'all see him right there, okay? So for Montgomery & Co., we have so many things that we want to do. And Juju, he's here in Atlanta. Y'all probably seen him all the time on Levitard and Friends, but maybe not so much with ours. Well, he's about to be a regular because... I'm letting y'all know right now that Juju is joining the show as a producer and talent, so y'all are going to see him on the show sometimes. He's going to be behind the scenes.
Good job, Amin. Good job.
Hey, thumbs up for Juju.
Okay, the family is growing. Turn up, rise up. I see the chat turning up, so the family's growing, and Juju's already been a part of the family, but now we're just making it official. So for those of you that don't know already, Juju, let them know what you was already doing with Levitard and Friends.
Basically, I'm the bodyguard of Levitard and Friends. I hate to walk up on the Twitter. It's my job to make sure they get escorted out peacefully.
Damn, how many shots you did, bro?
Point disclosure. I cuss like a sailor, and I just avoided like 7 cuss words just then.
Doing it for you, Snook.
He's American speech right now.
That respect, Juju.
Yeah, let me do my speech out of these shots. Lord, be with me. Yeah, thank y'all for having me, and I'm so excited to work with all y'all. Danny, Paul, Amelia, I see you, brother. Roy, for CZ. Serena, my sister, you know what I mean? Snoop, you owe me one. Your cheating sister, I see over there. You got my respect still. And Nicole, you already know what's going on.
Yeah, I do. I know what's going on.
Yeah, the family's growing basically, and y'all already see what's going on now. Juju, talk to us about like your vision for what you're about to do with us. So that's what he did with and just so y'all know, everything that he was doing with the Levitard show, he gonna still be doing. We're just basically, we add to his jobs, all right? He got a little bit more on his plate, but we're happy to see him. So you talked about what you did with the Levitard show. So talk about what you're gonna do with us. How you turning up?
I was just going straight to the top.
All the way up.
Going all the way up.
That's what I'm doing. I already going to the moon, but I just kind of put the boosters on that guy.
Timberlands.
And you're going to be on air talent too, so we're excited for that. Like Renee said, the family keeps growing. We're so excited to have you for real. So thank you.
And we're going to have Snook, how many cuss words is Juju allowed? Because we can't have on cable TV. So Snook, what's the, like, how many cuss words is he allowed a recording?
It just depends on how outrageous the comment is that he's replying to.
I would agree with that.
Sometimes some comments call for higher level things.
I mean, how much does he curse on the show? Does he curse?
Honestly, dude, you say you cuss like a sailor. I would say you're actually not above average at all. You actually do be keeping your shit together for the most part.
Oh,
did I just cut? Damn.
Yes, you did.
That's starting to hit me.
For the most part.
No, but not, dude, he's not me. Man.
I'm the cursor.
Roy drops F bombs. Like, man, slow down, man.
Talk about this real quick. What do y'all think when y'all be seeing Roy's Twitter and he be on there?
Oh, Roy,
so
your Twitter is explosive.
I mean, what are y'all be saying to him?
Look, somebody be like, hey, Roy, I love you on the show. I wish I could hear your voice more, man. I love you. He be like, I wish I could hear your mama on the damn show.
No, that's not true, man. If somebody's nice to me, then I'm nice to them. If somebody's not nice to me, then it's the opposite.
I'm going
to
say, let me say this. Let me just say this. Roy be talking about other people's mamas so much that when I make a your mama joke, people say, stop trying to steal Roy's shit. I can't make mama jokes anymore because that's Roy's terrain now.
Intellectual property. That's what it is.
Look, the chat is talking. They said King Roy. Roy is different on Twitter.
King Roy.
Twitter is
King
the best. Roy. Somebody just put quotes and said, your mama. So I'm going to get that shout out. Okay. Listen, Roy, talk to us, Roy. What are you thinking when you start cussing these randos out?
They deserve it. That's what I'm thinking.
and that's why I say the situation calls for the level of curse.
Exactly.
That is the cutest way I've ever heard him put.
So Snook says she'll allow it if they came talking funky. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. No, that's a problem. I say somebody say, oh, congratulations, Claire. I love it. Oh, her hair is perfect. Her dress is perfect.
Uh-oh.
Your mama dress is
perfect. That is not true. No, that is not true. No, it's always a negative comment that I drop those on.
It'd be like your mama's dress was perfect.
Yeah.
How does your wife feel about your Twitter, Roy? Like, does your wife read your Twitter?
No, she blocked me.
Now that's funny. Now that is funny. That's hilarious.
And listen, look what's on Roy's T-shirt.
She got hit with a face shot one day.
And he got the nerve. Look, it's not saying. Look at girl dad.
Okay. When did you even see that, Ma?
Snook got the, Snook vision.
Okay. I showed it to her earlier.
Snook vision.
Get away with nothing.
Girl, dad, okay.
That's why Shay got a whooping every day for 4 years straight, okay?
Yeah. Damn. Got a whooping every day for about 3 or 4 years. Yeah.
Damn, every day?
Oh, no, you didn't beat me. You did not beat me, Shay.
I did beat you.
No, you did not.
I definitely beat you.
Oh, you definitely did not.
Ask daddy.
You know what it is? No, you know what, Shay? You probably got the most from mom and dad, but I got the most from everybody. Like, people at church.
They're whooping you down the street.
Yes. Oh, no, you didn't beat me at daycare. I know for a fact you didn't beat me at daycare.
It takes a community. What they say, it takes a village, and that
we
village
went to. Okay, to
that
clarify,
village whooped your ass.
To clarify, no, listen. To clarify, everybody who spanked us was family. So basically, they had church permission family. From the father, church the mother, family. The grandmother to tear us up on sight. Oh, on sight.
And then we got another whooping when we got home.
And then you got another one you got home because they had to be embarrassed when they told us they had to put their hands on you.
Because you was acting up in public. But we digress, okay? Look. Because
I was about to get into it. I was like, yeah, let's talk about this.
Let's talk about these whoopings.
I was about to get on his Dr. Phil. No, sir. Look.
I needed it. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You can say
I deserve it.
I want to
hear it.
90% of them.
Shay, no.
90%.
She's going to say she ain't claiming 10%, but we're moving on.
I'm going to give that to the law. That's the law.
Tied in these whoopings.
All right, we're going to move on to our MoCo newsroom. Y'all don't know, we usually start all of our episodes with the MoCo newsroom, and that's basically like, what did we see in the week that we thought was lit? So Snook, Serena, and Cole all, I think, have like a little, what are y'all's news? We do this every week. Look at Kimberly trying to creep in the back. Kimberly, you might as well walk past the back. So Kimberly, come on.
So we got my sister over here. Come
on. Was she like ducking below the sidelines?
She was ducking. She gonna show those nails off?
She woke up just woke up
from a nap.
She's about to watch the WNBA finals with us.
Y'all just make room. Scoot over. Get it tight.
Yeah, I think you gotta take a
shot.
Real party.
You're
trying to join the circle, though. I mean,
oh wow.
Yeah, that's a cover to get in. You gotta take a shot.
All right. Yes.
She said,
"Okay,
take a shot."
In the back, you
know. Oh my goodness.
Watch the show, but
okay, we in it. So welcome.
You can't watch. You got to be a part of it.
Oh, and Amin said he got to go too. So Amin, thank you for joining.
Thank you for joining us. This is fun.
One is added, one is subtracted. Thanks, guys. Have fun tonight.
Check out Cinefoul. Check out Cinefoul Basketball Illuminati.
Cinephobe. How much you had to drink, man?
Cinephobe. Sorry. Yeah, I had a lot. I had a lot to drink.
Too much kale tonight. All right, Joe.
You going to whoop me? You going to whoop me now?
Right. He's trying to show you love. Check him out on Basketball Illuminati. Like, they already, yes. Like, they don't already know, yeah. But thank you for stopping by. I mean, we cheers. Appreciate you.
Love. Cheers. Cheers. All right, so we're still cheers. In thank this thing. What's going on, Snook?
Well, still. What?
Snook. Oh, I thought I heard something.
We just. No. And then we back on
out. Oh, okay. You know, this is an internet party, so, you know, anything goes. So listen, right now we're going to do our MoCo Newsroom. And what MoCo Newsroom is anything that we saw that week or before that we thought was interesting, we want to bring it to the newsroom. Y'all should all scoot over this way. I'm just saying, like, I'm looking at the picture and y'all should all scoot that way, you know. We like to, there we go. Look, got the whole group.
You going to show those nails off there, Kim? Those long nails?
Okay, if y'all didn't know, this is Hot Girl News with K. Cruz.
Y'all didn't know.
This is what Roy called track nails. Okay, you gotta put your nails to the camera, Kimberly.
We can't see y'all.
Okay, get yes. on.
Ooh, I'm pretty. I like them.
That's what I'm talking
this
about.
This is hilarious. Somebody said I'm frozen. That's fine. If y'all can hear me, build a snowman with this frozenness. All right, we going to MoCo Newsroom. Who's going to start us out?
Well, since we were talking about cursing, I will start us out. Okay, so Kelsey Plum responded to Asia Wilson's blunt critique with statement performance as the Las Vegas Aces win game two at the WNBA Finals. And basically what happened, Asia Wilson told Kelsey, get your ish together, because her stats was low for the first couple of games, and this was a crucial game they needed to win. And so, you know, people were surprised that Kelsey took this so well. They were like, she said, I needed that. That's what I needed to get myself together. We're a team and this is what we do. So everybody was kind of surprised by this. And I'm like, why are people so thinking that cussing someone out is not sometimes a term of endearment or sometimes a push you? I don't understand. I didn't understand why people were so
news. Yeah. So it's pretty much, well, first of all, we're in the finals. So anything that's said during the finals, just like the NBA, I love that things are news now. I want all things like women's sports to be just as big as news as men's sports. But to that point, anybody that has a tight knit family or played sports, and somebody said the Aces were the sweep tonight. There's a lot of sweep and talk. Wow, I see people are stating they rep your set. But okay. People that haven't played sports or have a family like that, you can cuss somebody out, and I don't care.
Still, let me tell you.
Well, you know, this is what I don't get. To me, you know, I can understand getting cussed out in sports, and I know that occurs, but it's still deep down inside, it would do something to me if I was cussed out by someone.
No, not me. Oh, I get cussed out all the time. It don't bother me. I can go right on past it. They can cuss me out, and I'll be like, all right. Okay, I am.
I like the realness of it. I like that they were all honest, and she was like, yeah, I cursed around in the locker room, you know, like, and then, and I like how receiving Kelsey Plum was about it. She yep, was like, yes. Yeah, you know, I needed it. I was in a slump, and you know, like, I sometimes you need somebody to be real with you like that. And I feel like Asia Wilson did the right thing as a leader. And, you know, I'm just happy that people can see that this is normal. People can, people might not believe it, but there's a healthy way to argue, you know, like people, I know that that's just like a foreign concept, but it's okay to yeah. tell people how you feel. And there is a healthy way to argue.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
What else y'all got? What other stories y'all got? Toss it at me.
Okay. So while we, go ahead. Snook.
No, go ahead, Sam.
Too. Somebody go.
They so proper.
Oh, yes. You look good. I love that red gloss look. So,
yes. Okay, Cam, you see me.
Glasses.
Snook is rocking that K. Cruz beauty.
Exactly. You got them Tom Cruise secret agent glasses on.
He's a Tom Cruise.
She don't got the stuff ready. Okay.
A real one. I love you, Snook. That's what I'm talking about. So while we're still on the Aces, okay, so Becky Hammond, and again, I don't know how some of these questions even become questions, but in that same press conference, she was asked, basically, how do you feel about getting snubbed and not becoming an NBA coach? And she basically gave the answer of, I don't feel like I was snubbed, you know, like I'm doing my job, you know, to the best of my, to I'm a professional, I'm doing my job as the best of my ability. I don't quote me, but basically she said that this is where I'm supposed to be. She doesn't think that the WNBA is lesser than any other league. And she said that she's doing all that she can to help this team become the best team that they can. Lit. And so she doesn't really feel like she was snubbed. And so my thing was, it's just crazy, just the kind of questions that you know, Kelsey Plum, even Hammond.
Yeah.
And the question that they get asked is crazy sometimes. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah,
and I actually watched that press conference live, and they were pretty much too, I think they wanted to kind of give her a platform to let folks know, look what you missed out on, you know, and
that's right.
And it was dope to see, though, because she has a strong connection to the NBA. There were probably 15 NBA players at the game. Greg Popovich was at the game, which is the Spurs head coach who she coached under. But I think people wanted to know, like, hey, do y'all feel some type of way, Spurs, that y'all let a good one go?
I'm right where I'm supposed to be, okay? Yeah. And this is the best team in the league, and we're about to win, and we're about to take it home. I'm just saying, like, that's what she said. So
and who's not to say
it tonight?
Yeah, and who's not to say this is a stepping stone? Hey, she gets over there and wins a few championships, and the next thing you know, she's the head coach at some NBA team.
Don't judge my snookerbooker. She's just saying if that's what Becky Hammond wanted, but
I'm just saying
WNBA is the pinnacle of sports to some people, so there isn't any, like, that's the problem a lot of WNBA teams have, where people use the WNBA as a stepping stone. If you want to get to the NBA, that's great, but
let me just say this: she should have answered she should have done the Russell Westbrook and just said, I'm just here because they pay me to be here.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, is that Marshawn?
Yeah.
Take a drink.
$2.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah, take a shot for that one.
You gotta take a shot.
Westbrook said,
I'm just here so I don't get fined. That's Marshawn Lynch.
Russell Westbrook said something in a. They basically was asking him questions and he said the same thing over.
Oh, to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he said, take a shot because that's not it. But Becky, Hammond, Becky Hammond can come coach the Hawks, no problem.
Kimberly's gonna take it with you because she has to take it.
Juju said, though. Becky Hammond can come coach the Hawks. I mean, we're not trying to get nobody fired at the Hawks, but what he's saying is we want excellence here in Atlanta.
2024, Becky Hammond, let's see it.
Let's do it. Yes.
Tweeted drink, Cole.
I did drink.
Oh, look, she clapping back.
You want me to drink for you?
That was just the chat. My bad. Snook, what you got? What you got?
Okay, well, mine is the only one that doesn't deal with the WNBA per se, the finals, but it's an ESPN article about Brittany Griner. Today, I actually saw the news coverage of it as well. President Biden was supposed to be meeting with Brittany's wife and agent, and Paul Whelan's sister today. The only thing, I guess one of the things that was kind of puzzling to people is that they were meeting in separate meetings. They're not meeting, you know, as a whole group. So anyway, she's been detained since February, as most people know. And the U.S. feels that they were both wrongfully, detained. And so hopefully and prayerfully, you know, this meeting might signify that there's some progress in negotiations with Russia to bring Brittany home. And I really do pray for that, because as a mother, I just can't imagine her being, you know, there. And Paul Whelan, too. He has a family. And, you know, when you can't really do anything, you just feel so helpless. So let's bring Brittany home.
Love it, Snookabooka. Way to bring that to the newsroom, especially if we're doing a Moco tailgate leading up to the WNBA Finals, which we are 10 minutes away from game time.
Yes.
Thank you, Paul, my VP. Y'all know Paul Guarino. I call him VP. He's behind the scenes, too, helping us with things that he just let me know. It's our 10-minute warning. So we got to, of course, shout out BG. But now I want to bring in a kid analyst, okay? So we got 10 minutes left until game time. We want to leave y'all a couple minutes for y'all to go get y'all snacks, take a break, whatever you need. Junior, our kid analyst, is going to come over here, and he's going to come over here. be all smooth and not tell you guys.
Yeah, we're boy.
In the background. I'm trying to be about to trip over our cord.
I'm just trying to be smooth and transitions like it's TV. Sorry, y'all. Okay. Listen, my baby's here. All right. So Junior watches, Junior plays basketball. He's 15. Okay, and he's handsome. Look at my baby, y'all. Okay, so anyways, he doesn't like when I do that.
I think so too.
Junior plays basketball. My best friend is actually his coach and trainer. People are saying salute to Junior in the chat. I like that. So I wanted to ask Junior some questions about the game. We haven't really gotten into the X's and O's, and at the very end, everybody's going to make your predictions, so everybody starts to think of who you're picking. But Junior, you watch a lot of basketball. What does the Connecticut Sun got to do to win tonight? Like, what do they need to do?
So what I think they need to do is, I think they need more production from the guards. I mean, the only guards that's really, like, giving them production right now is Courtney Williams, and I feel like they get all the guards to like contribute a little bit and they're good. And also just keep up the physicality, because that's how they won in Chicago. They keep up the physicality. Eventually, if they take this game, I think they could take it to game five.
Okay. Okay. All right. And fun
Wait
fact-
a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. Junior, your voice.
I know.
What?
Tell us about it. What happened, Cole?
His voice dropped so much from the summer.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? He got puberty, a little girlfriend.
Oh, that's why his voice has dropped.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, but back to the business, because y'all not about to stress me out. Y'all not about to stress me out. And to Junior's point, so here's a fun fact that I found out. I was watching, I think it was, I forget which show, but it was ESPN, and they said that anytime DaWanna Bonner is held in single digits, the Connecticut Sun lose. So to that point, production. Now, if you're the Vegas Aces, what do you basically have to do to win this game?
Defense, just like Becky Hammon said. She said that, like, it really stuck with me, because she said, if you want to rest on offense, not on defense. So I feel like if they keep a certain amount of defense the whole game, and then, because credit to Connecticut too, they've been keeping like their guards at like below their average, basically. And if they just keep doing that, then it's, I'm not gonna lie,
it's over.
Oh,
say it with your chest. Let's go.
It's over. Okay, so what's your prediction for tonight? You're gonna get us started with the predictions then. Who do you predict to win game three of the WNBA finals, which is 7 minutes away?
Can I do an if?
You're just like your mother. Pick somebody.
Connecticut Sun.
Okay, yes, he gonna keep the series alive. Okay,
that's right, nephew. You over here with me. Okay, come on, so over here with Auntie. You Cole coming with me.
Cole is rolling with Connecticut Sun, obviously. Who go. Else? Rep your sets. Who y'all rolling with? Kimberly?
I'm gonna go with Vegas. Okay.
You with your raise sister. The stakes. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Kimberly, and I'm gonna pick Vegas.
I figured. Come on, tonight. Y'all go ahead.
Okay, so they think the series is over tonight. What you got, Juju?
Lock of the night. I'm messing with. Look, see, messing with not Juju.
Okay,
I'm
okay, Juju.
Williams, Jonquel Jones. I'm not going out like this.
What? Oh, you going with Connecticut?
But I think the Aces are gonna win.
Some Connecticut pickers. So what y'all got over there in West Virginia? What y'all picking?
Well, you know, I've been with the Aces since the end of the
Missioner's
season.
Cup.
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm gonna stick with the Aces.
Okay. Snook is rolling with Aces. Shay,
come
who
on
you
over
got?
To the winning side. Come on over to the winning side, sissy.
Who you
I gotta,
got?
I gotta roll with my nephew and my sister.
Yes!
Junie, he made a good point. Here, so I'm rolling with Junie and Nikki, and we going with the Connecticut.
There you go.
Okay. So this is what we're going. Look. Okay.
I got the inside scoop.
I like it. Everybody started that. We ain't never going to let it go.
Facts. I like it. You guys, I want to just mention something. I think we're going to do a Twitter Spaces live, all right? After the game, holla at us real quick. We're just going to hop on and just discuss. People might have to take a shot. Depending on who you chose to win this game, we are 5 minutes away from deciding game three of the WNBA Finals. We thank y'all for rocking with us here at our MoCo tailgate. Come on, baby, our first one.
Yes.
This is our first one, but it won't be our last one. So thank y'all for rocking with us. We'll see y'all after the game, man.
This Friday, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vandercoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. In theaters Friday. Rated R.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. SUNNY to 200-300.